Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm introducing a new company to the show, a company in the energy sector, the oil sector in particular. We are chatting with Hemisphere Energy, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol HME and on the OTCQX under the symbol NMENF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Don Simmons. Now, Don, first and foremost, let's get a little background on the two assets within Hemisphere Energy. These are located in Alberta, and they're simply called the F Pool and the G Pool. The company is working on really increasing production here and taking advantage of this generally better oil environment with higher oil prices. Don, give us a little history on the F and G Pool, how they came into the company and some of the recent, fundamentals out of these pools, please.
Okay, yeah. Well, thanks for having me. And it's got a long history with myself, these pools. We refer to the general area as the Atlee Buffalo area within the company. And you're right, there's two main pools there, one called the F Pool and one called the G Pool. And These are pools that I first mapped. I'm a geologist by background, and I first mapped them probably close to 20 years ago. And they were buried inside larger companies at the time. We did try, and the company I was with at the time, to acquire them, but they just wouldn't sell them, wouldn't shake them out. So I made a mental note and put some maps away for later time. And sure enough, about 7 or 8 years ago, back in 2013, we were partnered up in another area with the people that own the asset, or most of the asset at the time. And we, started knocking on that door, said, hey, if you ever going to sell them, we'd be very interested. And, one day out of the blue, I got a call and they said, hey, you know, those assets you've been bugging us about the last few years, we got the green light to accept offers. So we won the bid, and we picked up a good chunk of both the F Pool and the G Pool. And then over the course of the next couple of years, through some of the downturn around 2014, 2015, even into 2016, we were able to consolidate any of the other smaller players out of the area, and we own everything 100% and operate it 100%. So that's how Hemisphere ended up with these two assets under our umbrella. And with the opportunity that we saw there is that there's a lot of oil in place. There's about 84 million barrels of original oil in place between the two pools. And we saw opportunity there because there had been such small amount of oil taken out. Only about 5% of the oil has been taken out. So we see that as this great opportunity to bring our technical expertise in horizontal drilling, 3D seismic, and water flood in order to get more of that oil out of the ground. And now, bring us up to date today, we've developed, to the pools to a certain extent. There's a bunch more wells to drill. But one of the key things that we're doing out in the field as we speak is converting our G pool from a water flood to a polymer flood, because we believe we can get a lot more of that oil out of the ground and get it out faster with some of this more advanced technology.
Okay, so this year, from my understanding of the story, a lot of the growth is dependent on moving to this polymer flood. Can you give our listeners a little background in terms of the significance of changing over to the polymer flood and some of the key considerations that a company like yours has to have in terms of managing some of the risks of doing that?
Absolutely. So the idea, you have to have the right type of pool. So in our case, it's just oil. It's not oil over water. So you have to have the right setting and the right reservoir. And we do in Atlee. And then it comes down to, a lot of these assets, you have to repressure, because as you take out the oil or the natural gas, the pressure in the reservoir depletes. So in our case, what we've been doing over the last number of years is building up or replacing that pressure with water. And that works great as a oil recovery scheme, but when you look at water, it travels because its viscosity travels easier through the reservoir, and you don't always get as much of the oil out of that reservoir as you'd like. So one thing we can do is convert from a water flood to a polymer flood, and all a polymer is just adding a polymer powder into our water injection system. And it thickens the water. It thickens it to a viscosity, almost like an olive oil. And really what all that does is it pushes or bulldozes that oil from our injection wells, a better sweep, more efficient sweep, and a faster sweep from our injectors over to our producers. So the goal of a polymer flood is you increase your production, so you get your oil out faster. You decrease your water production, so you save on some costs. And then overall, you should, because of the more efficient sweep of the reservoir, you should get a higher recovery factor and get more oil out of these reservoirs. So, you know, yes, there's an added cost. There's some facilities costs, and there's some cost of the polymer. But when you run the economics, you know, with a successful project, they're very favorable.
Let's talk about some of the production profile of the company now and where you see it moving to with this polymer flood. The company is very much focused on some high-margin production. It is small production, but the high margin is the key here. Where does the company stand? What's possible to build on that this year?
Yeah, that's you know, that's a great focus for us, because you're right. I mean, we are one of the smaller Canadian publicly traded oil companies out there, but we do represent a lot of value because of these assets that we have. So we've been able to hold flat production over the last couple of years, which is saying a lot. For 2020 was, as we all know, a pretty tough year for the oil and gas business, given the pricing scenario and the drop in demand with COVID. But we were able to really, you know, turtle in, tuck in our costs, focus on you know, cash flow. And we were able to get through 2020 quite favorably. We paid off a big chunk of debt last year, and that set us up great for 2021. And as we've seen, that, you know, the prices have actually come up, the oil prices a little faster than we had anticipated, but we'll take it. And our plan now is to get back onto the growth side. So for 2021, we're looking to average about 1,900 BOEs a day and exit the year about 2,200 barrels a day. So what does that mean in a cash flow basis? At $60 oil, which we've run our guidance at, that equates to about $19 million worth of adjusted funds flow or cash flow, or 22 cents a share. And for this year, we're planning about a $6 million capital program, which we've already kicked off out in the field. Part of that program is our conversion in the G pool from our water flood to our polymer flood. And we're going to follow that up with a three-well program later on in the summer. That leaves us about $13 million of free cash flow. That in this year, we're going to be applying most of that to lower our debt, just to make our balance sheet bulletproof in case there's any, you know, volatility in the oil prices as we go forward.
How much debt is on the company's balance sheet then?
So at the end of Q1, we were just over $21 million in debt. So one way that our industry compares to other companies is our net debt to annualized cash flow or annualized funds flow. So Hemisphere, at the end of Q1, we were at a 1.3 times debt to cash flow, which puts us in, you know, you compare that across to, you know, 20 of our peers or 18 of our peers in the industry, that puts us in the top quartile.
So, Don, is the company going to be making any other acquisitions, or is the focus going to remain on the F pool and the G pool, consistently growing that production, paying off the debt, and really just focus there?
So, all of the above. So, we're always looking for another Atlee. We're always looking for another great asset. They're few and far between. Assets like this are special. But it doesn't mean they don't exist, and doesn't mean we can't find another one. So we'll continue to do our work, our geology, our engineering, our geophysics, in order to find another one of those. But in the meantime, we've got lots of work left to do in our pools that we do have. Like I said, we're only about 5% of the oil recovered out of these pools. So we've got a lot of oil to recover, and we've got a lot of money to be made out of these pools. Plus, there's still development to do. We still have wells to drill. We're currently evaluating our second pool, the F pool, to see what the economics are for converting it from a water flood to a polymer flood for a future project. So all at the same time, we're making more money than we're spending, so we're continuing to lower that debt. As I said, it just makes us a stronger company. It increases our options as we go forward. This is a, you know, A pristine balance sheet just makes us much more financially flexible to do all of those things you said, continue to pay down the debt, look at strategic acquisitions, move ahead and advance some of our internal projects faster, and also return to shareholders. There's, you know, if we're not going to get recognized in the market, and we do feel we're a bit more undervalued in the market today, if we're not seeing that adjust, then we're going to look for other ways to get capital back to and return to shareholders. We've been active in a normal course issuer bid or a share buyback program for the last couple of years, so we'll continue to do that and even get more aggressive if you know, when the time comes. And also in the future, if we're making money and again we're not reflected in the share price, we'll even look at other ways to get money back to shareholders.
Don, since it is your first time on the show, can you give us a little bit of your background, especially in the energy sector, and feel free to highlight maybe one or two other team members within Hemisphere Energy too, please?
Sure. Yeah. So my history, I mentioned before, I'm a geologist by training. I started at a company called Alberta Energy Company right in southern Alberta, right in the same area that we're working now. I worked there the first 3 or 4 years of my career. AEC emerged with another company, became Encana. So a lot of people have heard of Encana. Later on, after I had left Encana, I worked there for about 5 years. 5 or 6 years, and then went to a smaller company and started down the junior path then. But Encana split, became Cenovus on the oil side and Encana on the gas side. And then now Encana is called Ovintiv in the U.S. So that's a bit of my background. You know, I have always, you know, for a geologist, I can dream big, but at the same time, I've been trained and worked with a lot of engineers through my career very closely. So economics are important. You know, I've always had the view that if a company doesn't make money, you're not going to survive. So cash flow is king, and you know, your costs, you got to control what you can control on the cost side, and really focus on the bottom line. And, you know, one of the mottos that I think, you know, we've run Hemisphere on is the best place to find oil is in an oil pool. And, you know, it may sound obvious, but, you know, there's not a lot of reward these days for exploration and step out and taking high risk. So the best place to go is places like Atlee, where, you know, there's a bunch of oil in the ground. You got to use the latest and greatest technology, use your experience, and the people around you, and you know, and really be able then to get more value out of these assets. And that's how we built Hemisphere. And I've got a great team. I mean, we've been together now for you know, most of us for close to 7-8 years, and they're all amazing. You know, we really are a team that works well together. We complement each other. We test each other, we argue with each other, we debate with each other, and this great team that we have at Hemisphere is then backed up by a very supportive board, which has years and years of experience, both in the oil and gas and some other industries. So it's, you know, we really, you know, we have something special at Hemisphere from the team side that's been allowed us to survive some huge volatility over the last number of years. And now hopefully looking to thrive for the next few years as we see some better oil pricing.
All right, Don, just a couple more company fundamentals here. Share structure, about 88 million shares outstanding, 108 on a fully diluted basis. Where does the company stand from a cash perspective? And can you give us a little insight into insider management's ownership of the shares, please?
Sure. So insiders and management directors, we own 13% of the basic, including all of our... you know, on the fully diluted side, it's 28%. And I will make note that on the fully diluted side, we do have 13.75 million warrants that went with our debt structure a number of years ago. So, and they have a strike price at 28 cents. So that's where some of those extra warrants are. Cash in the bank. Ah, oil companies don't ever have cash in the bank. So we have our debt, and then we basically pay down our debt with any extra cash. And so we're constantly, you know, we get paid at the end of the month from all of our oil sales, And then we either pay our, you pay your bills, you plan for your next CapEx program, and whatever we don't use, we just continue to pay down that debt just to lower our costs on the debt side.
Okay, Don, I appreciate this introduction to Hemisphere Energy. Again, if anybody has any follow-up questions for Don Simmons regarding anything at Hemisphere, please email us, fleck@kereport.com. You can also email shad@kereport.com, and we can follow up with Don and get those answered. I will also post a link below this interview to the Hemisphere Energy presentation. Don, thank you for your time. We will chat again soon. Keep us up to date on news.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.